Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
$1,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Acri and Phil Elson on the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone is live from Pine Bluff Country Club for the Pine Bluff Four Ball. Experience the finest in golf, dining, and hospitality in the heart of Pine Bluff. Now, back to four of the best balls in town, Justin Acri and Phil Elson on 103.7 The Buzz.
Wow. I missed that the first time around. Moose, you are a psycho.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You also had an assumption there. How'd you know the number was four?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because Lance Armstrong's not. You can't say that. Anyway.
You never know about guys.
I know. I don't even want to get into it. That's not a cool thing to do. Anyway, we are here. Moose is there, and we are having some fun. Tom Murphy will be joining us momentarily. Red-White Report first. Bottom of this hour, talking a little UAPB basketball, but also talking about a event that they're putting on tomorrow. And so we're going to have the two basketball coaches from the Golden Lions come over and kick it with us today. So we will look forward to that. All right, we don't want to keep Tom waiting, so let's dive in on the Red-White Report, shall we?
The Red-White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
Well, I know we're all excited to get our eyes on Arkansas men's basketball for the first time. It'll happen tonight against the Bahamas national team after a practice at the Baja Mar Convention Center ballroom yesterday with fans invited to watch inside. There were three players that were made available to media members that were in on it: J.J. Andrews, Cooper Bowser, and Abdu Toure. Let's listen to J.J. Andrews about the bond that his freshman teammates already have coming in together.
A lot of us, we kind of grew up with each other, like on the AAU circuits and going to camps and stuff. I play AAU with Mika. I've been on camp teams with Jordan and Abdu. And me and Jordan, we play on the same circuit. So we all kind of really knew each other before we even got up here, and LeBron was already there.
JJ, of course, one of eight freshmen that's expected to see playing time, and he may see the most, second to Jordan Smith Jr. potentially, and amongst that freshman class. Cooper Bowser, also the transfer out of Furman, the oldest player on the team at the age of 21, spoke on adjusting to playing at Arkansas.
I've been adjusting well. You know, a lot of the times the coach has told me to be more aggressive. You know, come from Furman, we play like in a system, so I'm not used to being very aggressive. I'm used to just coming down, catching lob and coming downhill. But it's been a great adjustment. The coach has been great, and the team's amazing. So it's been great.
Also heard from Abdu Toure on what he's had to learn so far about playing in college, which he's only done for about a month or so.
I would just say playing hard. You know, coach, it's way different from where I came in Connecticut. I mean, obviously, my high school coach told me to play hard, but it's like a different playing hard over here in college basketball. Look at this guy right here, McFair. But, yeah, it's just way different. Coach has been emphasizing on me shooting my threes the same way I shoot my mid-range shots and just playing hard at all times.
You, of course, can get your eyes on these three players and the rest of Arkansas basketball on Flow Sports. 6 o'clock tip-off, 12 available players on the trip. Mika Murinen is not going to play due to a delay in eligibility for the Finland native. No timetable has been given for a decision by the NCAA either. And until he is cleared, Mika may take part in team activities and practices but cannot play in any sort of competition. Also, Robert Morris and Oral Roberts were added to the home schedule. We saw that in the Democrat Gazette this morning. The Robert Morris Colonials on November the 10th, and the older Oral Roberts Golden Hurricane on December the 5th. Four non-conference home games so far at Bud Walton, along with Central Michigan and Texas Rio Grande Valley in December. Arkansas baseball yesterday received a commitment from former Fairleigh Dickinson infielder Johnny Gomez. He is a sophomore from Coral Springs, Florida, batted .376 with a .500 on base, 10 home runs, 51 RBIs, and led the Northeast League with 78 runs scored. He had transferred after the season to Stetson, but then the Hatters head coach Steve Trimper resigned 2 weeks ago, and those players were allowed back into the portal. Gomez's addition makes the Razorback roster 42 heading into the school year.
Do you know what position he's?
Second, short, and third. He's an infielder.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, what's his strong suit? Because we had a guy playing out of position last year. If we're going to have a guy at shortstop, excuse me, I'd like it to be a shortstop.
I think it's any of those three positions specifically. I think that they like a player like this because of the versatility that he's shown in those 2 years.
Well, he's hitting the crap out of it, that's for sure.
Well, and you see if those numbers will translate out of the Northeast League. Sometimes right. I look at the Northeast League numbers a little bit cross-eyed, but sometimes if you can hit, you can hit.
Let's get Tom in here, and then I know you got a couple other notes that we can pick up in a second, but don't want to keep Tom waiting. He's on the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline, standing by. Did not expect baseball news yesterday, Tom, but here we are. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure. Y'all dropped some news on me. I did not realize Steve Trimper had resigned. You know, they played four games up here last year, and I think Arkansas won the first two, and you're thinking, sweet sweep, and then suddenly Destin wins two in a row. So that was one of those eye-openers fairly early in the season. But Trimper was a super nice guy. You know, I just remember thinking, wow, you know, kind of a verbose dude, but I did not realize that he had withdrawn. But all to the Razorbacks, good, because like you just said, Justin, a .370 hitter. I mean, yeah, I might look at it a little cross-eyed too, but that's a nice average, and certainly some home runs as well.
Now, Gomez didn't play in those games because he was at Fairleigh Dickinson then, but yeah, those two losses to Stetson are pretty much the reason that Arkansas went on the road for the regional.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's neither here nor there, because this guy was playing somewhere else.
Yeah. Tom, let's talk about basketball a little bit. We've been, you know, I was telling Trey, I was like, it's funny because I said, you know, we've been so focused on all the size on this team. I'm like, we kind of forgot to really get into the fact that we're really excited about the guard court and the incoming guys. We've been obviously waiting for JJ and obviously some transfers and different guys to get on the court. But then as we were talking, the conversation then went right back to the big guys. I mean, it is going to be something to behold with all the size running around for Arkansas.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about Arkansas basketball right now is there's so many new names and faces outside Billy Richmond that you're like, okay, this is new and fresh, but we also believe it's going to work out. Like, there's going to be some excitement too. Some of the guard play, and is Jordan Smith going to be a good enough ball handler? And what will they do at the point? Will Richmond play the point some? And what will Abdu Toure? How will he fit in? You know, and then I agree. There's a bunch of hype, but are they going to be guys who post up, or are they guys going to be? I just want to see what Cooper Bowser's game looks like, because if you watch that whole clip, he's talking about how he used to just kind of goes in and get lob passes and stuff. Well, now Arkansas is asking him to be more aggressive. So I just think it's going to be really cool to see the pieces start fitting into place and we start drawing our conclusions about what direction this team is going to go. Because that's what was fascinating about talking to John Calipari on Monday, was that he goes, we're going to see what our strengths are. We've just worked on a bunch of stuff in practice. We don't know if we're going to end up scrapping it, because we want to see what the strengths of this team are. And that's the great thing. He can be adaptable to whether or not they're a great perimeter shooting team, or whether or not, you know, if their defense leads to offense, the things that will allow them to do. So I just think, I'm not sure I'm going to subscribe to Flow Sports to watch it, but I hope it's on the radio. Is it on the radio, Phil?
Nah, unfortunately not. Zim's out there for Flow Sports. And the thing that stands out about this, too, is that these are four games in rapid fire. Like, you don't usually do this. An exhibition is followed by an exhibition a week later. Like, when they in October, whenever the other two exhibitions are announced, they won't be the next day. Or, you know, there's one day of rest, I guess, in December on Sunday. But it's not like, I mean, some of these kids are used to playing two games a day right now, even.
Or like, more. Yeah, these AAU schedules are insane.
It's not that, but it's a matter of now that you actually get a chance to maybe mesh a little bit over the course of 5 days. Now, whether that means much going into the SEC season, I don't know, but You know, I think that's what they've got to be the most fired up about, is that they get to play four games against other competition as a team in 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, and the bonding, I'm sure, will be big. And what we see necessarily in the Bahamas might not be what they look like when conference play starts, but it's a good starting point. And I noticed that Cal said today on radio, I believe, that that Kenny Payne is going to coach the team, but also this Bahamas national team is going to be different than the one, or stronger than the one that played Louisville, which was a 50-point decision, 49-point decision yesterday or the day before, whenever they played. But he thinks this is going to be a stronger Bahamas team. Our guy Anthony Christensen, who's there, thinks they're going to win all these games going away. But I think of all of them, this one looks like maybe the most competitive. I'm not sure.
Okay. Talking to Tom Murphy again on the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline about all things Razorbacks. And, you know, I asked Phil earlier, Tom, I want to get your opinion on, you know, again, somebody's got to pay for this trip, although it would seem like it's probably a pittance comparatively to some of the other stuff that they do in the big budget scheme. But with teams being rebuilt every year, do you think that it would make sense now that it's allowed to do these types of trips every season? I mean, because, you know, again, I don't know if you can create some kind of revenue stream with, you know, fans who want to go or want to be a part of it, like, give them some access or whatever.
They've got to get something from Flow Sports for having access to the games.
You would think.
They have to get some sort of revenue stream.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that's something that might be a norm for them going forward?
Well, knowing John Calipari, yes, and his roster is going to change year to year. You know, last year I think was a minor exception. They had a bunch of carryover. But I do believe it's going to change year and year enough to say we would like to do this. It's maybe not 4 out of 4 years, maybe 2 or 3 out of 4 years. And also it's another way, another recruiting enticement that, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to go to the Bahamas. We're going to go to Canada or wherever the different places they can play. And you guys are going to get all this exposure. I don't know how the finances work, whether or not the hotels down there cut them a big rate or just what the finances look like. And surely Flow Sports does have to pay something for the access to the broadcast. So, yes, it's a sport that spends a lot of money in recruiting, a lot of money on their hotel and travel, because they do travel in good, you know, fine hotels and such. But they're bringing in revenue as well. And he pointed out that these neutral site games, you can make $500,000 to put in your NIL budget versus spending that much money if you're going to play a road game or something.
Yeah, there you go. Tom Murphy joining us on the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All right, let's shift over to football because, Monday comes, and we hear from Ryan Silverfield, and they're going to start getting after it on Wednesday of next week. So it is upon us. So I guess thoughts, feelings, storylines, let's get into all that, Tom, as we get ready to start camp.
Well, I mean, point one is to start building a team culture that when they get into the meat of their schedule, in which they're not going to be favored very often at all against Power 4 teams, how does the team stay together? You know, totally different unit than last year. Could you argue that they stayed together? I mean, after the halfway point when Sam Pittman gets fired, they played very competitive at Tennessee. They played very competitive at home against A&M. Maybe right down at the end, the Texas game and Missouri game, they didn't stay together as well. But how will this team be when the chips are down? Do they keep fighting and they keep battling? Can they establish an identity? Can they run the ball? There's so many questions. You know, if you're Silverfield, you're building basically from point A. You got to build the culture, you got to build the belief, and you got to somehow get tough in the trenches. And so there's a lot on the table for this team to be ready to have a really strong performance in week two. The quarterback situation needs to be resolved. There were some dinged up guys, particularly on defense, like Phoenix Jackson at linebacker, Braden Lee at corner. Can those guys make it into the two deep? I think they can, but it's all important things. And they have to do it in a rush because the first 9 practices where they're going to really implement game plan stuff because school starts earlier this year. So it's really kind of a crazy year for him to be getting his debut at Arkansas.
So doubt about that. I'm curious to see, you know, I don't know if they, I guess they didn't really announce anything, but I mean, I'm curious how many, you know, positions they feel are kind of locked in already and how much will be true competition in camp to settle out.
Well, how soon does it take to name KJ the starter?
Again, from all indications, they're not in any rush to name the starting quarterback. I'm just curious about the rest of the positions. I mean, I think you got our feelings, Tom, about like across the front line on the offense, you know, who's going to be up there. But, I mean, have you got any indication on that or feeling on, you know, I guess who's going to run with the ones or any of that so far?
Well, I would just think that the carryover from what we saw at the end of spring would be where your starting point, unless somebody made a drastic move throughout summer. And so it's the same five, I would think, on the offensive front that would get the nod to at least run out with the ones. And then, you know, there's some spots. I think the receiving core, when you look at it's C.J. Brown, Chris Marshall, they probably got spots. And then maybe the third spot, like a Jamari Hawkins or someone else, could be up for grabs. But there's some guys who kind of established themselves in spring. On the other side of the ball, Joker Johnson, he was with the ones essentially all spring at one cornerback spot. Bradley Shaw, I mean, we already know he's the green dot on defense, so you think he'd have a starting spot. And Smith, the other linebacker, Quavion, I think he didn't have a good spring game, but he did establish himself. So I think he would naturally, you know, be a guy who could be with the ones. But with Wyatt Simmons or with Phoenix Jackson or somebody, push to get a spot there. Quincy, obviously, up front. And then there's some defensive spots. You know, did our big boy, Danny Beal, do enough to possibly merit being in the rotation, possibly being in a one? I'm not sure. But I do believe they're at a decent starting spot. And the one place I will draw some encouragement from is I do believe that the defensive front has a chance to be deeper than it was last year. And that's a pretty nice place to start. They got a long way to go, but just my observations.
Well, at this point, you can't say you know what they're going to be good at, what they're going to be bad at. You really can't. I mean, it's all a bunch of guessing. There's such a point I tried to make yesterday, too. You know, and I wonder where your perspective comes in on this, Tom. You know, and I think as a journalist, you naturally will be skeptical, but you also know when you go into a season sometimes, you have a real feeling about how a team is going to perform. What is the perspective you come from right now? Is it optimism? Is it optimism? Is it skepticism? Is it hopefulness? Is it positivity, negativity? Give me a word.
Well, I mean, we're trained to try to be objective, and I think we kind of approach things from a cynical perspective in that Arkansas football hasn't been really good for a long enough time that you don't expect a year one leap. Oh, suddenly they can be competitive. They can be in the mix. So it's not my place to say, oh, I'm optimistic about what they're going to be like. I told you I'm fairly optimistic about depth on the defensive front. I'm concerned some about positions on the offensive line. I think what they'd like to be able to do is have a really good running game they can lean on. And if it's third and three, they feel like they can run it and have a solid chance to get it. That's going to take a lot of work. And Sutton Smith and Braylon Russell, I think, have a chance to go in as 1A and 1B. And certainly Braylon has put himself in position to get more reps than he did the last couple of years when Quinn and Jackson and then Mike Washington basically earned the number one spot. So I think trying to hang their hats on being a good running team, a team that he understands what the elements are going to have to be. Don't turn the ball over. Stay on the field on offense. So get in third and short, be able to run the ball some, and just be a sound team and not have as many penalties as last year's team. Can they go out there and put that into effect? I'm not sure. So I approach it from a stance of somewhat skepticism that they can make this huge leap. But I have heard good things about the way Ryan Silverfield composes a team, how he puts them through a grind, but they end up getting closer and they end up appreciating the work he makes them do. Whether that can translate to having success against Utah in week two or Georgia at home in week three, that remains to be seen. So I say a lot to say I'm just not really sure. I don't have a great feel for whether this team's going to be really competitive or not.
Well, and also another thing journalists have to do is get to the bottom of the story and, you know, get answers about things. And, you know, at Big Ten Media Days yesterday, Dante Moore was exposed as an in-huddle farter. So at some point, Tom, you're going to have to get the story out of the Arkansas offense, too.
Oh, I had not heard that, Phil, but you gave me a laugh right there. No. And Kurt Cignetti yesterday basically calling out the SEC for, you know, whining, complaining about why they haven't won championships is one of the bigger things to come out of yesterday. I mean, he could say that. His team went 16-0. Yeah. I still would argue that a nine-game SEC schedule is different than a nine-game Big Ten schedule. It's just different because the 7th, 8th, and 9th teams you're playing are still going to be pretty damn tough in the SEC. And you might wind up with some teams in the Big Ten that aren't as difficult. Or if you face them on the road, you have a much better chance. That's my stance.
Yeah. That's fair. Thing here from the 870, I really don't, this is on our text line brought to you by Middleton and Air. I really don't believe media still don't get the transfer portal can make quick results. Being able to tackle will make a huge leap. With a short passing attack will help running the ball. So this person has thoughts. Yeah, again, I've seen a lot of misses in the portal, and hopefully Arkansas gets some hits in there. I mean, again, I think we're all, I don't even want to call myself cautiously optimistic. I'm hopeful.
So many teams are affected by the transfer portal and some more than others. It's different than NFL free agency, which to me usually feels like you can't build through free agents. Everybody at this level builds through the portal now.
Right.
Everybody. So, yeah, yeah, you can. I mean, Indiana did that pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, look, he makes the point. You can rebuild quickly through the portal, but that means you got to hit on a lot of guys. They missed on a bunch of guys last year. But let's just say Jaquavion Smith is a impact linebacker. Joker Johnson is a corner who can really slow down one side of the field. These other, all these safeties they brought in, that they're impact guys, that could make a huge difference. Like, you know, Bryant Williams really steps in at right tackle and gives them some strength there. But there's a lot, to me, there's a lot of questions. You know, like Chris Marshall, he had three drops in the spring game. But it's not for that. You know, can he not do that in the regular season and be a real impact receiver? So to me, yeah, you can build quickly, but there's so many spots Arkansas has to be good at. And if you have some half fires or misfires on some of those, then you can't put it all together.
And it even works through the returners, too. You know, I think, I don't know if this is the case or not, but it just feels that there's so many ifs at wide receiver, and it's the same. And I'm big fans of these two kids, but they have yet to pop at Arkansas, Courtney Crutchfield and C.J. Brown. They're just as much of an if as Chris Marshall.
Yeah. You know, I will say this for C.J. He had a much better year last year, and I just feel like from his attitude, from a team-leading or, you know, position-leading type standpoint, he sounds like a stronger voice. I expect him to be a solid guy. I mean, you've got guys like Foppel and Jamari Hawkins and Marshall that have to go out there and prove it. And so, you know, we'll see what they get. Will they have breakaway speed on the edge? I'm not sure. But I do believe they're going to have a short passing game, and if they can get decent blocking, maybe the short passing game can open up stuff in the run game. That's what's so fascinating to me about football. The belief that you have to have, the toughness you have to have in the trenches, the scheming, the in-game adjustments, all of that kind of works together. And having a locker room that believes in each other. And the stronger you can be at all those elements, the better chance you have to win games.
I believe in you, Tom. I appreciate you. Enjoy your last weekend before the storm hits. And we will talk to you next Friday. Get first week of camp thoughts. So enjoy it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, maybe we'll have... Sounds good. Maybe we'll have some good thoughts when Friday rolls around. Start getting some answers to these questions. Y'all have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. That's Tom Murphy from the Democrat Gazette. We're going to take a break. 11:29. Coach Bozeman is here. Special event for UAPB basketball. Men and women coming together for a big deal tomorrow. Don't have Deets, but he does, and he's going to tell us about it on the other side.
He can also tell you about Johnston's Home Center, the place to save for furniture, appliances, mattresses, outdoor equipment. They've been treating you like family at Johnston's Home Center in Benton since 1979, carrying a wide variety of sewing machines, appliances, lawn and garden equipment, And you want to buy brands you trust from the people you trust at Johnston's Home Center in Benton. GE, produced in America. They've got deep freezes for you at Johnston's Home Center. Whirlpool, getting stains out of your favorite shirt, baking cookies and everything in between. Cafe appliances, KitchenAid, of course, Speed Queen, and a full array of steel products at Johnston's Home Center. Been doing it since 1979, treating you like family. Basically, if they don't have it at Johnston's Home Center, you probably don't need it. Johnstonshomecenter.com to get a look at their entire inventory. And stay with the Zone. We'll be back at the Pine Bluff Four Ball right after this.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
This is SportsCenter.
The Razorbacks' first game of the Bahamar Hoops Summer League in the Bahamas is tonight at 6 as they take on the Bahamas national team. They'll play tomorrow at 5 as well against Carleton University out of Ottawa before finishing against Colombian professional team Toros Del Valle on Monday and University of Calgary on Tuesday. Here's what Coach Cal had to say ahead of the tournament.
Who knows what to expect on that? Team building, though, getting them together. They have gotten along really well, but we got a full team.
The games from Bahamar can be streamed on flowcollege.com with a subscription. I'm Moose for the Buzz Radio Network.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bills Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Lost in the real estate jungle? Boundary or easement dispute? Title problem? Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. When in war, you need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all real estate related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Welcome back to The Zone, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio with your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Olson.
It's from Arkansas. I hope it's good.
On 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, we're back at the Pine Bluff Country Club Four Ball, and we usually get some friends on from UAPB when we're here, and we've got a special guest coming up in 1 second to talk about that. And when we talk about sports, we've got to talk about our friends at UAMS because, again, you athletes out there, and whether you're a weekend warrior or somebody who's a high-level college athlete, sometimes things don't go well from an injury standpoint, and you need the best in the business to help put you back together again. UAMS is that. And UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here to help you. They've got a number of different facilities around the state, and they are perfect when it comes to any kind of injury. Doesn't matter what kind of problem you're having, hip, knee, shoulder, elbow, spine, hand, foot, ankle, anything. Comprehensive care to help you move better, feel better, and get back to doing what you love. UAMS Health has Arkansas's largest orthopedic team as well and the state's most fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. They are the true experts.
whose teaching and research are relied on by other physicians. So when you want the best, when you are in need, you know UAMS is the one. 501-686-TOSH for more information. 501-686-8674. And they've got that great new rehab facility over on Rodney Parham, too. So, again, just not resting on their laurels. They're getting better all the time. Just like Coach Bozeman's trying to do with his basketball team. Joining us here now. UAPB special event tomorrow. And, Coach, appreciate you popping over. I know you're busy this time of year. But
Thank you.
Summer about to wrap. I'm sure you got your guys on campus. And
yes.
You guys rocking and rolling?
Yes, we've been putting in work for about 4 weeks now.
Okay.
So excited to have the guys on campus. Like our team so far. They're working it extremely hard. So plan on having a really good season this year.
I like it. Yes, this is year what for you?
This will be going to year six. I've been in 5 years
Gosh,
now.
That is wild. That
I'm
was
like
quick.
I'm like a veteran coach now.
You are. You're an old head.
That's crazy to think about you as a veteran head coach because I still remember watching you with the Trojans.
Right.
It wasn't too long ago.
It wasn't. I'm still young. Still got a lot of energy, a lot of fire. But just continue to grow and continue to get better each and every single year.
What have you learned? What are some things that have been key that you maybe didn't know, I guess, when you started out as a head coach?
I would say the biggest thing I've learned is patience, just having patience. I'm a guy that wants to get it right now, but just having patience with the guys, having patience with the whole program, you know what I mean? So I'm just excited. You know, I've learned to have patience with our guys, and it's taking our program to the next level. We were picked 11th last year, and we finished top four this year, so it was a big jump.
Yeah.
You know, Pine Bluff has always kind of been at the bottom. And so to see the program head in the right direction has been a valuable and a great experience for us.
There she is. Coach Leak is joining us, too, and we'll get her thoughts on her team in a second and talk to her about this event. Phil, I'll let you handle the camera work there so we can get them both on. You guys can try to kind of sit close together so we can get you on the stream, get those good-looking faces on. There you go.
That's a two-shot.
Very good. Welcome, Coach. How are you?
Thank you.
Good
I'm
to see
great.
You.
Good to see you.
So, okay, well, now that you sat down, we'll talk about your team in a second, but let's move into the conversation about the the Hall of Fame hat there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, freshly minted.
That's right. That's
nice. Show it when you got it.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's talk about the event tomorrow. We were talking off the air about it a little bit, but what's going on tomorrow and what's the goal of the event?
You know, we have our celebrity basketball game tomorrow at 3 p.m. at H.O. Clemens Arena. And, you know, it's just a way to bring the community together. You know, we're going to have so many fans, supporters, businesses, and our youth all in one spot. And it's also a great way to highlight our programs, men and women's basketball. And we're looking forward to a great upcoming season. So we're just excited, want everybody to come out and enjoy.
What are your roles during the actual celebrity game? Are you playing? Are you coaching? Or are you smack talking?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of smack talking for sure. Because let me tell you, Solo, his team is stacked. He made sure of it. But Team Leak is also incredible. So it's going to be fun. Just looking forward to seeing those guys get out there and compete and play. A lot of familiar faces. Looking forward to Cheryl Ford, my former teammate from Louisiana Tech. She's going to be here to coach. So the coaching is handled. We're just going to sit back and enjoy.
Who are the other celebs that are coming in?
Archie Goodwin played with the Phoenix Suns and played in the NBA for 4 seasons. Daryl Macon played in the NBA for a couple of seasons with the Miami Heat. Then he was with Dirk Nowitzki with the Mavericks. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, NFL Pro Bowler.
Yep.
That's a big name right there. And then she talks about my team, you know, but she also has Jarvis Bernardo, who was a NBA champion with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
You know, so. And then we got some former Golden Line players that we're excited about that are coming back. Sean Dawes, Marcel Mosley, Kylan Milne, Keon Williams, Daquan Morris, the list goes on.
Yeah.
So excited to have those guys back playing in the game.
Are they playing somewhere? Are they?
Yeah, they're all playing overseas.
Sean got buckets, tons of them.
Yes, he did.
Scoring machine when he was here.
And he's still getting buckets to this day.
That's awesome. That'll be fun. So 3 o'clock tomorrow
at
Clemens Arena. And what this is a fundraiser, I guess, for?
It is. It's a fundraiser, really, for NIL, for our basketball players. And, you know, we have to be competitive. We have to be creative to be able to fundraise for those efforts.
Absolutely.
But at 1 o'clock, we have some younger generation. The Arkansas Hawks are going to play the Memphis War Eagles, the 7th grade team.
Oh, that's fun.
And, Bill Ingram is over the Arkansas Hawks, so I really want to thank him for allowing them to play in this.
Absolutely. Well,
you
that's
guys
very
both
cool.
had really nice bounce-back seasons this last year. What led to that? And then I also kind of wonder about, it's so difficult to keep roster consistency. So in the same idea, keeping on-court consistency is just as difficult.
It is. You know, fortunately, I have all my starters except one coming back. And that is not the norm in college basketball right now, even at the Power 5, you know, level. So I'm really happy that we have our nucleus back. And then we added a 6'4 and 6'5. Woo, you know, I love to say that.
No doubt.
Yes, down in the paint to dominate and take care of that. So, you know, winning 15 games last year, I don't think we're going to be able to sneak up on anybody. Everybody's going to be ready for UAPB's basketball. So we know the target's on our back, and now we're just preparing to win even more.
Yeah, I call games in a one-bid league, and obviously, SWAC typically has been that as well. So what's the makeup of the league on both sides for you guys this year? What do you think you're facing? I mean, and again, it's hard to know year to year, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, I think the league is getting better every year, you know, because of the NIL. So I think the league is getting better. I think teams are getting more talented players. And then, you know, the SWAC has been really good. I mean, we beat teams in non-conference. We beat UIC last year. I know Coach Lee.
University of Memphis. 1-0. We beat North Alabama at the buzzer, made ESPN top 10. You know, we had some highlights.
Yeah.
We got in there and beat some people that we weren't supposed to beat. So
absolutely.
That's always a plus.
What's the selling point? And I know you both have pretty good, you know, representation from Arkansas. What's the selling point to in-state kids to come to UAPB?
Well, first of all, I'm all about, you know, stay in-state.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Some great kids here in the state of Arkansas who can play. You know, I'm from Eastern Arkansas myself. Mm-hmm. And stay home. And then UAPB has such a rich culture. You know, the culture, band, you know, the community, the family. It is right here in your backyard. And it's a Division I program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on to the yard.
The yard.
Like, yeah.
I see the billboard when I'm going over I-30 every morning. So, yeah, spread the word. And for you, I mean, same thing. I'm getting basketball.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, we're close to family. And you know, I always preach, man, we've had guys go make a ton of money. So you come here, we put you in position to go make a lot of money. We had a guy go make $300,000 this year. We had another guy make $100,000. So it's life-changing money for themselves and their family.
Sure.
So
it's the same for the girls. It's the same for the women's team.
Same for the girls.
Just the same kind of opportunities.
That's right. And that is another selling point. You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to play in a competitive league that play all types of program. We play the SEC. We play the OVC. We play everybody.
You guys will play anybody.
We'll play anybody.
Everybody. I mean, we have the Razorbacks to start off this year.
We
start off with the Razorbacks. Excited to play coach against John Calipari. I mean, they'll probably be number one in the country. I mean, they're loaded.
Yeah, they got a great team.
Has that been announced yet?
I was just going to say, I think we got some breaking news.
I think this is breaking news, Coach.
I might have broke that news. that may be my bad, but excited about playing those guys.
Well, I love that they're playing in-state. I think it's really good, and it's a great opportunity. And, again, when you get Arkansas kids, you know, you grow up, a lot of the kids do, as an Arkansas fan, and getting a chance to play against them up there,
right,
or even if you're at a neutral site in Little Rock or North Little Rock, it's still such a cool thing, and, you know, a chance to go knock them off. And we've seen some, you know, whether we're talking about women's or men's, had some, more on the women's side, some opportunities to have that team knocked off by another in-state team. So that's a cool deal.
Yeah, and always good for the, you know, the players to see, you know, they're sizing themselves up.
100%.
You know, this is the level I'm trying to get to. Let me see what I'm made of.
Yeah.
Here, so.
Well, I can't wait to see these bigs. Now, we had promised to have, you're doing a midday game, right?
I guess so.
Aren't you? Don't you have an 11 o'clock game?
I think we had an 11 o'clock game last year,
okay,
but we invited the kids.
We had talked about doing a Screaming Kids Day, and we're going to come down and do the show. I told Coach Lee.
Oh, so I mean, I've seen a lot of Screaming Kids baseball. There is nothing like Screaming Kids basketball.
Yeah.
Indoors, you can make 4,000 sound like 25,000.
Right.
It's amazing.
Or Pine Bluff, we can make 15 sound really loud. So it's we got a lot of background noise here. We're in the 1914 lounge, and there ain't a lot of lounging going on. There's a lot of yammering going on.
Obviously, pre-prohibition 1914.
There is no doubt about that. But listen, I appreciate y'all. Hope things go well tomorrow. Tickets at the door in advance. What do you want them to do?
You can buy tickets at UAPBLionsRoar.com as well as the door. They're going to be taking cash or card.
Okay, very good. Best of luck this weekend. I don't know what
you guys
have on the line, if there's like a lunch bet or anything, but good luck then, and obviously, more importantly, good luck on the season.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for the news. Thanks for the news, Coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Look at that. Put that on Twitter. All right, we're going to hit a break. It is 11:44. Neil Day, the GM here at the Pine Bluff Country Club, is going to join us on the other side of the break, and we'll talk to him about this awesome event. And as we head in, I want to tell you about LeVar Law. If you're heading this way to hang out with us and you get in an unfortunate accident, I know what you do. You call our friends at LeVar Law. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Very simple. And Alan and his team are here to help you get what you deserve, frankly. And, again, they look out for you. And They can help battle the insurance companies to get you the top dollar that you deserve if you're injured in an accident that you probably can't get yourself. Consultation's free, and there is no fee unless they win, which I love about the way they operate. And Al's just a good dude. You've heard him on the air a couple of times with us. 1-800-WIN-WIN-1 is the phone number. LevarLaw.com. It's LevarLaw.com. And we appreciate them. For 30 years, they've been doing it, and they have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear hurt in a car, call LeVar. That's what it's all about. So put their experience to work for you when you're in need. We are back in a moment. It's 11:45. We're going to talk to Neil Day, and we have a whole lot more to do in our final hour as well. We've also got Chance and Chumps we need to squeeze in this next segment as well.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com. We got the big deals.
Summer is here at the Big Lot. If you need a truck or an SUV for the lake this summer, maybe a Jeep for some off-road fun, come see us at the Big Lot.
Folks, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles starting at under $20,000, and our banks work with any credit situation.
You can buy with zero down, and our lenders love saying yes. So come see us at the Big Lot at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
You're listening to The Zone, Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show with Justin Acri, Bill Olson, and Moose.
Google us! We are magnificent!
On 103.7 The Buzz.
We're above average. We are at Pine Bluff Four Ball at the Pine Bluff Country Club, and people are filing in for lunch. A little bit of background noise, but it's okay. We can talk over them. Neil Day's the GM here, the former pro. He's his second hat, I guess. Coming back here, which you got back here when?
What's up? 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
You got me. There we go. 6 months ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is the new role versus being the pro?
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Absolutely. New side of the house, great opportunity.
This morning he was drinking coffee and he had a blower out blowing off the patio. I mean, you could use a third arm, couldn't you? That's some high-level GM. So when I'm walking around the buzz and I see like a piece of paper or something on the floor and I'm picking up, I'm like, this is some really magnificent, really cool stuff. I mean, being the GM, it just comes with all the you know, all the trappings, man.
You are the key master.
That's well, it. Being the boss means your eyesight automatically gets a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have a tendency to see what's wrong, not what's right, unfortunately, sometimes, but that's part of the gig, man.
I was amazed about, like, Bill Valentine at the Travelers. He would be able to pick out a speck of dirt from a mile away in that ballpark. Or a $20 bill from a mile away.
What excited you or, I guess, intrigued you about coming back here in this role?
Oh, man, I got a phone call from the members and saying that we have a need. And you're familiar with the club, you're familiar with the members and the community, not only those residents, but also the business community. And I said, let's give this an opportunity. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Here we are.
If this isn't the epicenter of socialization in Pine Bluff, it's certainly one of the best places to socialize.
Sir.
And every time I come back, Neil, there's something new, something improved. You guys have continued to work at it. So what are you excited about what's changed here in the last year? And I guess what are anything else on tap here?
Yeah, it's nuts. Most folks that are here for the four ball this week got the same reaction that I got 6 months ago when I walked in and went, whoa!
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you got the lounge downstairs. The family room's been redone. Upstairs, we remodeled the oak room. Now a four room itself was given fresh coat of paint and flooring. We added an outdoor pergola area, which has an upstairs and downstairs dining opportunity for outside. And then we have the terrace area on last night.
Yeah.
And got a wonderful artificial putting surface out here that we can utilize multi-purpose, event-wise, as well as for golf.
Yeah.
Every turn, last night when you were speaking to folks, like I saw Keith Carter, and he goes, I haven't been back here since COVID, and I walked in and didn't know where to go because it's changed.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
No doubt.
Because they're recognizing the opportunity. So, and with that opportunity, we're running, I'm going to plug it, running a four-ball membership special, which goes through November. And so anyone who has any interest in membership here at the club, whether it be a golf, a full membership in county or out of county, even the social aspects, we have that. Just give us a call. Pass the information along.
It's a fun track, and I will say you're going to get better playing here. And my brother is a long hitter, but sometimes he gets a little wild with it. So
how was yesterday with it?
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, he's gotten smarter. He's 31 now. He's not just trying to do it with brute strength. And so this is a place where if you can hit irons a long ways, there's a good opportunity to take some irons off the tees out here.
Yes, sir.
As you know.
Yes, sir.
So, it's fun, and the course looks great. So we're thrilled to be down here again. It's a great time. You got a great membership, and I know they look forward to this every year.
Do you,
as a pro and now as a GM, do you look? I was asking the pro earlier, Ricky Stewart, about this. Do you look forward to it, or you sort of get on edge when it's four ball week?
Always look forward to it. You're always on edge, regardless. I mean, that's just part of it. But this is, like I said, being on the other side of the coin,
right?
It's a completely different ball game for me. So I'd say the biggest difference was I was not up at 4:30 this morning, walking outside to come down for 8 a.m. tee times.
Yeah,
got a couple of extra hours of sleep, which was extremely nice. But I'll make that up on the back end tonight for the party.
No doubt. You didn't blow off the patio until 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Just the number of 202 golfers.
Well, and then you think about all the spouses and plus ones that come in. I mean, and again, the undertaking tonight is it's surf and turf.
450 this evening.
Yeah, 450 for steak and lobster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an undertaking.
Yeah, and that's not just rubber chicken either.
No, I mean, sir.
That's
which would be fine, too. The food's always great. I was telling him the barbecue last night was outstanding.
When I heard you tell Chef how great it was, I went and made myself a sandwich.
It's so good.
It was like 10:30, but I was like, hey, I'm making a sandwich.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah, the brisket was really great.
Absolutely awesome.
Well, I really appreciate you having us down.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love
so
that you guys are doing the membership deal. That's cool. And you don't probably think about that a lot. I mean, if you're looking for a second club, this is a very affordable option.
Extremely.
If you have a place that you live in Little Rock or, you know, somewhere else out of town and you want another place to go play, it's great to have it.
Certainly so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we appreciate the partnership with Sissy's Log Cabin, with Saracen Casino Resort.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that evident here at the club in the investment as well as the participation that they have here in the community. So for them to be a partner, we've partnered with Sissy's as well as Saracen, and it's just been an absolute wonderful journey so far.
Can I ask a layperson's question?
Come
I've played on. Maybe 7 rounds of golf in my life.
Yeah.
I don't pay too much attention to it. What makes a four-ball tournament different than anything else?
Well, a four-ball is a two-person versus two-person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's four balls in play, right? Now, the format of that could either be stroke play or match play. So that creates your little curveball in how the four-ball scoring is done. But in a four-ball at any time, only one of the two have to be in play at the conclusion of the hole.
Okay.
Unless you're in match play. There's kind
so
of
what
the,
are we doing here?
The transition.
It's
here's match play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the good thing about it is I like it. For a player like me, the intriguing thing about four ball is I'll go out and make an 8 on a par 4, and I will. But I could par the next hole, and we can win that hole, and right. It counts the same as the hole before. So, like, in stroke play, obviously, it kills you if you have a blow-up hole and make an 8 or a 10. But in match play, it doesn't make any difference, so you can just drop it and keep rolling.
Yeah.
And it's fun. But the thing is, and Neil will tell you this too, the thing about these types of tournaments, and everybody's got them around the state, it's about 10% about golf, and mm-hmm. the rest of it's about the party, fun, fellowship, seeing people you only see every year. Like, I've been seeing them. I'm like, yeah, since last year at the Four Bowl.
That's right.
You see these same people every year, and it's fun for the spouses, too, who get to come down and get dolled up and have a good time. And, like, tonight we get this country thing.
Awesome.
Last night was a blast.
My goodness. We had the Hat Bar last night, which Social Pony. We also had Sissy's Log Cabin. We had Skin.
Yeah.
By Frank's Dermatology.
Dr. Frank was here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
and,
Skin.
I mean, it was a ladies' night upstairs. Had great.
We were Botoxing and blinging. Baby.
It was awesome.
Sounds like an event in December. To
Bubbles,
wear
Botox, come and on. Bling.
Bubbles, Botox, and bling. That's it. That's yes, time. Sir.
But well, and then of course you come to get heckled at the 13th hole tomorrow.
I'm staying away.
They're gonna get it. They're gonna get it tomorrow. Yeah. For sure. We're also doing trivia out there. Roger Scott is my sensei. He helped me get some trivia together.
Right on.
We're gonna give away some cash prizes. So people need to be making teams. Spread the word tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Making teams, 1 to 4 people for trivia tomorrow, and we're gonna be giving away some cash.
Thanks, Roger.
Yeah, no doubt. He did most of the work. He's my leader. He does it all over the state, so he's really good.
That's only
all.
Trivia he does for free.
And then we're bringing in a guest heckler. Moose is supposed to be coming down and talking noise.
Oh,
the
boy.
Good thing about Moose is he can actually hold his own. If somebody gets mad at me, I'm going to get beat up.
No.
We got Moose.
And
so
I'm just the transport. I'm bringing Moose down.
You're going to come too.
You're going to come over, Phil?
I'm going to come down.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I want to hear some of Phil's heckling for a guy that doesn't really play golf.
No, but I'm a play-by-play guy. I just want to be very quiet and be respectful. I want to do my Nance imitation, which I've never really done. Because Nance doesn't do baseball.
You can help me announce the golfers when they come to the tee. They'll love that. Having the voice of Razorback baseball calling them at the tee. They'll love
goodness.
That.
Sounds good. You got
I'm
a track man
job.
For me?
No.
Walk-up song?
No, you'll just have to guess. But we are also going to get you to try to fire a shot at the 13th green at some point.
Oh, boy.
We'll see if you or Moose can get it closer and have a little bet. We can talk about it on Monday.
I can hit it straight and narrow every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's just doing it again, and then the
problem is it's a par 3 that's about 205 yards.
Yeah, the whole thing about shorter shots, it's just the closer they are, the worse I am, I think.
Closer you get, the further I fall?
Kind of.
It's a good song. Neil, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
thanks, guys.
You.
Yeah, right. Appreciate y'all.
You bet. We're coming up against the top of the hour here. We've got to do champs and chumps. We'll do it first thing next hour, Moose. Don't let me forget. We're going to grab some lunch here, I think, and then we're going to get back to it on the other side of the
break. Oh, this ought to be fun. You finish your burger in 8 minutes. I'll take 60 minutes.
It's okay. We got plenty of content for the final hour. We do not need you to talk the whole time. You're fine. You can smash. A couple of things here from our Middleton Heat and Air text line have lined up as well. We've got some live fan feedback, I believe, coming in as well. So we got a busy last hour. Stick around. It's a good way to wrap up the week here at the Pine Bluff Country Club. We're back momentarily in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
At Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you